John Boy.
Lessons from the screen, what we mean is we go through different documentaries to tell you what they gon' do. Give you our lessons, give them our blessings. If they trash, we tell you there is no second guessing. Knowledge is power, but time is precious. And we're here to keep you from them lessons. So sit back as we groove, giving you the review, so you only spend time on the docs that you need to.
Obesity is a huge problem in both America and in Europe. In America, more than half of American adults are obese or overweight. And what's worse, a third of them don't even believe that they are. With this type of landscape, it seems fairly obvious that the health risk associated with carrying too much fat would be common knowledge, or at least something that's talked about considerably and at every turn. And largely it is. However, why aren't these discussions and this information yielding any positive, meaningful results? Why is it that despite all the documentaries, public warnings, pamphlets, and reality TV shows, we continue to face an ever-growing weight problem? Welcome to Lessons from the Screen, the show where we give you a review of whether or not anything that you can get through any particular screen is worth your energy. We waste our time, our energy, and our brain power so that you don't have to. You're welcome. Lessons from the Screen is brought to you by PacSync through the Freedom Train Network. You can find us at www.freedomtrainradio.com or on Stitcher, iTunes, or Google Play Music. Be sure to head to all of those places and give us a review. And be sure to head to our sponsors page, www.pacsinc.org. That's www.pactsinc.org, to show some love and support for our sponsors. PacSync is a Black activist and advocacy organization focused on developing the Black community through a shift in culture, education, and economics. And as always, Lessons from the Screen has a frame of reference and perspective that is aligned with that of the Black community. So the things we look at will be looked at with the racial component involved and with some lessons that can be used to improve the community. During this episode of Lessons from the Screen, we will be looking at a 2016 obesity documentary produced by the BBC. During this documentary, they decided to add another layer to the obesity discussion by dissecting an obese woman from start to finish in front of the camera. The stated goal was to show people how obesity affects their internal structures and shortens their lives. We will be looking at this documentary and asking ourselves, did they succeed and creating a change? Can this be helpful? Did we learn anything? And what can anyone get out of this? During this episode of Lessons from the Screen, we will be looking at obesity, the post-mortem. During this documentary, a 60-year-old American woman who was 5'5" and 240 pounds is dissected. Her left arm was amputated and sent to her family for cremation. And the woman, before her death, volunteered her body for research, which is how her body ended up in this position. And within 10 minutes of the documentary starting, the blade had sliced down the middle of this woman's body. And right here, in case you don't know, it should definitely be noted that this documentary is not for the faint of heart. The bright yellow, inches thick layer of fat directly under the skin warrants an immediate response from the woman doing the dissecting, and it continues to move forward from there. And between the scenes of knives and saws running through the woman's body and the doctor holding up her various organs for comment and inspection, we get treated to the life stories of several overweight people in the UK talking about the social pressures of being overweight and how it has affected them. By the end of the documentary, all of the women's internal organs have been removed, bagged, and placed back in her empty cavity to be sewn shut and sent off again. The doctors issue their closing comments, and the people who have been telling us about their social struggles with obesity have pledged themselves to change. And while the documentary is entertaining, especially if you're into seeing the actual organs and how they might work, aren't seeing what fat actually looks like. If you're looking for some deep documentary into the world of fat or any motivation for why you should do your best to remain healthy, this isn't really going to do it for you. First of all, it presents nothing new outside of the visuals, and that's for those people who have not seen the internal organs, the internal structures in real life. The social issues, it only just scratches the surface of them. It doesn't really go very deep into the stigmatization of overweight people. It doesn't really go really deep into some of the other causes of somebody being obese and how it affects their lives in a social setting, in an economic setting, or anything like that. It blibs on these points in brief statements, one-liners, and short graphics, but it doesn't really go into any real depth on anything. And there are also no talks about all the reasons for why you could be overweight or obese, like health issues, biochemical issues, genetic issues. They don't even talk about how eating habits can prevent you from knowing when you should stop, such as the nerve network, the nerve wiring that's around your stomach that sends messages to your brain when your stomach starts to expand, or even in terms of the food you're eating, creating false narratives going on in your body where your body is interpreting this particular substance to be something that it's not, you know, which is something that we have going on with potato chips and various other junk food that trick your body into thinking that it's getting real nourishment when it's not. So there's no talk about any of those other underlying issues for obesity or how your body even responds to you eating food, or even how the pace at which you eat food could shift or change the way your body interprets how much food you have actually eaten. None of these things are talked about. And so it's almost left to point a fact that if you're overweight, it's because you eat too much and you don't have willpower. And while that might be true for some people, we all know that for a large amount of people, that's simply not the case. They have other underlying issues that cause their body to produce more amounts of fat than is needed. And none of that is touched on in this documentary that's supposed to be giving people new insight into being obese. And there's not even any real information about what fat actually does in the body outside of cushion certain organs, which to me was kind of astonishing, because the entire premise of the documentary is to showcase how fat affects the body. And outside of showing fat in a real visual sense, literally, the questions of how fat impacts the body remain unanswered. Even when the guy tried to give a statement on what fat actually does in the body, he basically said they don't know. Now, we do know that they do have ideas and they do have some facts about what fat actually does. Do they know the entirety of what fat does? No. But they do know enough about what fat does for him to not be on a documentary as a medical professional talking about he doesn't know what fat does. To which I found that interesting and almost unforgivable. Even the fact that you would think that the doctor would go into a little bit more detail, he himself being clearly obese. For some reason, he didn't feel inclined. Now, I gotta be honest here. I do think black people have some takeaways from a documentary like this. Unfortunately, they aren't very meaningful because they're essentially the same thing that has always been said: be healthy. And we do need to be healthier. We do need to be more active and more selective with what we eat, including the preparation of what we eat, especially in the environment that we live in here in America, where the stress of being black has been proven to reduce our life expectancy by 7 years, where the stress of being black has been proven to increase our other risk factors for various other chronic ailments and stress-related problems. And so, obviously, we don't need to compound that by having an unhealthy body underneath us dealing with all this stress because of poor food choices and an inactive lifestyle. Unfortunately, this documentary doesn't speak to any of those things. So for me to go into any depth harping on those would kind of be like off point with what this documentary provided us with. Of course, it provided us with excellent visuals of what fat looks like and of what internal organs look like. And for some people, it might be enough to shock them into doing something different. For others, it's not going to do anything but provide interesting discussion. And that discussion more than likely isn't going to be a discussion that's going to create meaningful change in behavior. Unless you're one of those people that would feel embarrassed if someone cut into you after your death and saw all that fat. But for most of the people that I know anyways, once they dead, they dead. They don't care. So, and I'm sure the woman was similar. That's why she donated her body to research. So, obviously, you know, this is an opportunity for us to have a discussion about health. And we should have those discussions. We should have those discussions more based off real factual data and an understanding of what happens when you digest food. And based on an understanding of the body's natural processes involved, not just in digestion, but also in nutrient management and hunger management and all of those other things of that sort. Conversations of a depth and variety that we are not having because we are in love with these silly health documentaries about diet and nutrition and the paleo diet and the vegan diet and the vegetarian diet and the this diet and the that diet, all of which, you know, they really don't have much scientific evidence to really back up their claims. And the scientific evidence that they do have, by their own standards, you have to take with a grain of salt because they were funded by them. So, you know, you can't say you can't trust pro-meat documentaries or pro-meat organizations' recommendations because those organizations are funded by the meat industry, and not say the same thing about vegan documentaries and vegan recommendations, which are funded by the vegan industry. So we need to have a real team of scientists, and that is something that we can take away from this documentary, because both of the doctors doing the dissection were white, and the woman was white. And we need black people doing real scientific discoveries and real scientific investigations and studies on black bodies. We need that because more and more evidence is coming out to suggest, as we have been told for the last 30 or 40 years by a lot of the black people in the 70s and 80s, the black doctors, psychologists, and physicians, and all of those other people who were written off as kooks. Research is coming out that we are different, and it's more than skin deep. And that's something that we have to face and we have to come to terms with. That also means that we need our own researchers and our own medical professionals that are experts in our own issues. So overall, I give this 2 stars. It just doesn't cover enough territory to be considered worth watching. The 2 stars I do give it are for the actual visuals of seeing the human body. It would have been better with more information regarding obesity in every regard, period. Just more depth. And as it stands, it didn't answer any relevant questions outside of what do these organs look like. So we can't even really say that it does a good job of accomplishing its own stated mission. Just not enough information. There just isn't. So with that being said, because this is a 3-star or less documentary, I am not going to place a link to it on this show page, but you can always find it on Netflix for free. Well, it's not free because Netflix ain't free, but you can find it on Netflix. And I'm sure you could probably find it on YouTube as well or something like it at this point. And YouTube is free. So with that, I want to thank you guys for tuning in, and be sure to tune in next week for another episode of Lessons
from the Screen. What we mean is we go through different documentaries to tell you what they gon' do. Give you our lessons, give them our blessings. If they trash, we tell you there is no second guessing. Knowledge is power, but time is precious, and we're here to keep you from them lessons. So sit back as we groove, giving you the review, so you only spend time on the docs that you need to.